what I can say is that I was in that privilege where I could hit a copper and not
get banged up
for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble. I'm gonna knock you
out. Mama said knock you out. Okay, everyone, welcome along. This is the Still Parents Podcast, supported by Globals. Make some noise. We are live. If you are watching live, you can drop us a message if you want in the comments at any point, or you can also message us on our socials if you're listening back through your podcast provider. Whenever the chuff that is in the future, stillparentspodcast.co.uk is our website, stillparentspodcast on our socials. I'm Dan. I'm here with Ryan and Matt. We started this podcast with Ryan after the loss of Lily, and Matt after he lost Callie. And we've got three guests with us tonight. One of them is a former guest. It's Jack Taylor. How are you, Jack? You okay, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
There we are. Let me try that game with your mic up. How are you, Jack? You okay, mate?
I'm very well, thank you.
This is actually his fourth appearance. I will put the links to all of his previous episodes in the description for this as well. Jack, a couple of lads is sharing a microphone tonight, so if you just get as close as you can when you're chatting on that, that'll be
that
great.
To the mic or to Dave?
Just sit on his lap.
That front bit, yeah.
Do you actually want me to sit on his lap?
There you go. Well, it's up to you, mate.
Well, just move the mic. Yeah. Move the mic so it's a little bit closer to
yeah.
You.
You can see, yeah, they're the options. Move the microphone
sit
on his knee. Also joined tonight by James. James Wright. Evening, James. How are you?
I'm not too bad, yourself?
I'm okay, thank you. Excellent. And finally, Dave. Dave Hollies.
Good evening.
So the reason why these guys are in tonight, we had our charity boxing night a few weeks ago, and Jack and Dave and James all had their bouts. In fact, two of the three in here fought each other, which we'll get to. Is that why they're sat on opposite sides?
Security!
sat on opposite sides of the desk. So yeah, we started this 3 years ago, and we started this really to try and encourage men to talk more, especially after the loss of a child, because as stereotypes go, men don't talk. We do talk. We just talk a lot of bollocks. But around that, we can also get to the serious points as well. And especially if you're in a position where you don't want to talk at the moment, you can just listen. And at any point, if you'd like to join us, we are here for that. The reason why we got these three guys in tonight is because, and we've had Jack in, he's had a full episode, like we say, a couple of times actually, where we spoke about, and Jack went in depth about the loss of Oscar, and all the guys were fighting in memory of their babies. If you want to watch the video and stuff, it'll be in the description for this episode and some of the pictures as well. So thank you to everyone who got involved, and also to XL Arena, Coventry, who hosted the event as well. So to talk about this, first up, I'd like to just introduce Jack. James, back onto the microphone. James Wright, how are you, James?
Yeah, all good, mate. Thanks.
Now we are going to get James back on for his full episode at some point in the future. So you lost Theodore in 2019, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you're with your partner's Jade, right?
Yep.
How long have you guys been together, you and Jade? I like asking this question because I ask off air, and every time the guest goes, I've really got to get this right, otherwise you'll fucking kill me.
Yep, literally, I've got to get it right. But I'm pretty sure it's 8 years. I think it's 9.
Is Jade watching?
I think so.
All right, get it right then.
So I think it's 8. I think it's 9 in end of May.
You think it's 8. You think it's 9 at the end of May.
There you go. It's between 7 and 10. Let's stick with that.
Just say nearly a decade.
Yeah.
That you got a couple more years, you can use that one.
A long time.
You'll be all
right. Yeah. A long time. Someone said too long.
Sat opposite James is Dave. Dave, get that microphone right in front of your mouth. There you go. How are you, Dave? You okay?
I'm very well, thanks.
I'm good, thank you, buddy. Now, Dave Hollies, Laura's your wife.
She is indeed, yep.
How long together?
Just over a decade.
Just
over. Great answer.
Well played. Well played. And you lost Dylan in 2022, just a couple of years ago.
We did indeed, yeah.
Dave and James fought each other. Is this the first time you've seen each other since that night?
We've messaged a bit, but first time since.
You didn't know each other before the fight?
Nope.
No, not at all.
Nothing at all.
One thing I noticed, which I thought was quite interesting, because the changing rooms, all the boxes were together, so you guys had to sit in the same room for about an hour before your fight. Were you looking at each other much? And when the other person, did you catch the other one looking and then you'd look away?
We went out and watched some of the fights, didn't we?
Yeah, we watched the first two, I believe, maybe three. And then when we got back in, it was like just
nothing, wasn't looking at each other.
Was there a moment when you just zoned in and you switched off and you're like, right, this person, I'm going to take him down now?
No, to be fair, like we had a conversation just before we were about to go out and say, do we want to touch gloves before the start of each round? And how nice can we make it? It was short of it.
Because we'd watch one of the girls' fights before, and before every time they went out, they hugged every time. Yeah. And Dave went, we're not doing that, are we? I was like, nah, we're definitely not doing that. Yeah. We can touch gloves before, no problem.
And then they smash the crap out of each other.
Yeah. All good fun.
As you can see on screen.
Yeah, if you're watching the live stream, that's pictures from the actual fight. James, did you ever fought before? Maybe not boxing, but just, you know, scraps.
I've never had a fight in my life.
Ever?
Ever.
That's amazing.
Not on the playground, never.
How about you, Dave?
So I was a police officer for 16 years, so I've had a few, but probably not in this sort of organised fashion.
Did you know that's not fair?
I heard rumours, but what I can say is that I was in that privilege where I could hit a copper and not
get banged up
for it.
No way.
Can I ask both of you then, seeing as you've never fought before, I suppose apart from the obvious memory of your babies and stuff, why did you want to do it?
So I've been on a bit of a health kick since we lost Dylan, so pretty much 2 years to the day. So I'd lost about a stone and a half, and I figured that if I did boxing, it would probably drop the other stone that I wanted to lose. And to be fair, I really, really enjoyed the training. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was Ryan just shouting at us for about an hour, and then someone else shouting things at me that I didn't really understand.
Was Ryan being angry?
And trying to get out of the way of Saul hitting me each week was entertaining. But no, it was. I figured it was. Yeah, it was. I'd never boxed before, but figured it'd be something. It'd be a good laugh. There'd be a good few people there, all with the same sort of mindset. And to be fair, walking in, I expected. Half sort of expected they're going to be a group of knobheads, if I'm honest. And then got in there, everyone was so nice. Like, genuinely, every single person was really
good. Yeah, it was a great crowd. I had no idea that you were an ex-policeman.
Oh, well, I'm sure that's going to
come back. I'll put the link in the description. It was James Gibney. Was it James Gibney? We did a full episode with James, who works with the police. He does the motorways.
So
we came in and we all reversed very carefully out the car park on the way out that night after we'd done that episode with us. So you must know a few moves then. Going into the fight,
I'm not sure whether I know a few moves.
Sneaking the mace down your trousers.
Swung at by drunk people is very different to being swung at by someone who's sober and has been.
But I mean, maybe mentally, because you kind of know that moment where, okay, shit's got to happen. You know, do you know what I mean? There's the mental preparation perhaps for it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know whether it's any different to any other sport, if I'm honest, that I've played.
Yeah.
Aside from the fact that it was definitely the most exhausting sport I've done at any point in time. But
that's a good point. I'll mention that because Jack, who we'll speak to more in a bit, is one of the fittest people ever. Like, he couldn't run 4 marathons at the same time and not get out of breath. But at the body, it was a different thing. So, yeah. Dave, what was your... Sorry, I'm not going to go down a police rabbit hole.
Please feel free to.
Have you ever been on police interceptors?
No, never. I hate traffic policing, so I've never ever. I don't think I've ever given anyone a traffic ticket in all the time I was a police officer. I might have had to do it at some point, but
what did you do with the police?
Donuts.
I was an investigator for the police.
So. Investigator. Like Bergerac.
Bergerac.
I'm sure, like Bergerac. Yeah. I don't know. Who would you compare it to?
What was your ring entry song then?
So it was Rage Against the Machine, hilariously.
That was it, yeah.
Sleep Now in the Fire.
If I'd have known at the time you were a policeman, I'd have changed it. So as you came out, I'd have been, whoop, whoop, that's the sound of the police. KRS-One.
I'm not sure what the reaction to the crowd would have been to.
Or one of the Police Academy themes.
Oh, that's amazing.
We almost went with PJ and Duncan, Let's Get Ready to Rumble, but backed out of that
the
one.
Old classic.
I wasn't quite brave enough, to be honest.
James and Dave fought each other, and it was an amazing fight, because like we say, James had never been in a fight before, not even at school, and you're an ex-policeman. Now, I remember there was one moment in the fight, and it was in the third round. Now, I'll get this out, because Dave, you won the fight. It was 3 2-minute rounds, isn't it? And the referee raised your hand at the end.
Yeah, I did. I had a very bloody nose, though.
Yeah, you took some hits. And there was a moment, I think, James, you got a standing count, didn't you, at the start?
I did.
And we're thinking the ref might call it, and... You know when you just see someone switch bearing in mind, you like you said, you've never been in a fight, you know, you're a lovely guy. I was sat right in front of you.
Yeah.
And you mouthed something to Dave along the lines of, fucking come on then. Like, just before the ref was thinking about stopping it, I was like, you know what, fair play. And I think, and the serious part of it is because, you know, you guys were fighting in memory of the loss of your babies.
Yeah.
I think this might be a stupid question, but did that give you the extra that you needed to get through that moment?
Yeah, yeah. It's just one of them. You got to think, like, why did I do it in the first place? It's just any challenge, I'll do it.
Mm.
I'm just one of them. I'll just do anything. When you've got something like that in the back of your head and the other guy also doing it, it's like, you've just got to go for it, because the pain that the little ones are in, it's absolutely nothing compared to, even though Dave was smashing me in the face and it hurt, I'm thinking, yeah, you've just got to crack on, just in memory of the little ones, because
that's pain. Physical pain, but it's nothing
compared to what they were.
The mental,
yeah.
How do you get into a ring knowing full well why you're in there and that you're fighting somebody else that's also lost a baby, and not allow that anger to overtake your emotion at that time?
Yeah,
and to stay. This is to both of you. It's not just to the one of you.
Yeah.
And to keep that emotion in check, so that you know that you can effectively both at the end of the end of the bout, get out the ring and pat each other on the back and have a beer.
So, I'll talk about this more in my singular one. But when we found out that, so my little one had a hyperplastic left heart syndrome, so his heart is the left part of the heart didn't form properly. So we had the scan and they said, we need to take you to another room. I was like, right, okay, sound. And then it was in there with me, Jade, and Jade's mom. And then they told us. And like them two burst into tears, obviously, as you would. But I didn't. My only emotion was, you tell me what's going on and I really want to listen, and I focused. So the emotion of going into the ring it's not really that side of it. It's I can handle that, because I know in high pressure situations, like when we found out, and then like with the little one, I was in the room when they turned off the life support machine and I cleaned him after and stuff. I found that during in very high pressure situations like that, I'm very good. I've never experienced anything like that before. So that really surprised me. So that part of just getting to the ring wasn't the problem.
No.
For me, the problem was, I've never had a fight in my life.
So it's almost like the fear, I suppose, of getting hurt.
Yeah.
Unknown, isn't it?
Yeah.
And when you did get hurt, what was was it like, oh, okay, that's not so bad, or, oh, ex-cop has just hit me?
Yeah. pretty much. I can't remember much of the fight. I've spoken, like Dave said, we've text, and we can't remember much, even like watching the videos. Yeah. Like, I don't remember doing that.
Oh, really? Just a blur?
Yeah, it's blur. I do remember that piece of wood hitting, and then the thinking...
Oh, the 10-second marker.
Yeah, this is the third round. I looked at Dave, I'm thinking, I'm hoping he ain't going to chuck anything at me, because I've got nothing to throw back.
Yeah. And in all fairness, and I'm sure you won't mind me saying, you were gassed at that point.
Yeah.
You really were tired at that point. And I thought, well, you both were. How does that work for you then, Dave? You've worked in a job whereby you are put in high pressure situations all the time, and you have to remain grounded.
So I didn't mind, like, the whole thing of getting into the ring, I wasn't too bothered about it, if I'm honest at all. I enjoyed the training, really liked it. So having that structure, I really enjoyed. And getting into the ring wasn't a problem. The thought of getting punched in the face was less so. But I've used the exercise as my wife laughs at me and says, you've basically just buried what happened and you've buried it in exercise. So I've just exercised my way through to where I am at the moment. So the boxing was the next stage in it. I've started doing Muay Thai and Jiu-Jitsu now, so we'll see where that one goes afterwards. But yeah, I suppose with the policing thing, like, it's really different. Like, it's your job. It's you're paid to do it. You have to be professional, and you have to learn when you've got control of a set of circumstances just to switch off. Interestingly enough, going back to it, so I remember two things from the fight. I remember at one point, and I still don't know why I did it, it probably shows a complete lack of killer instinct. I remember apologising to James. I put my hand up and I apologised to him. And then the second one is, at the end of the second round, Jack said to me, how do you feel? I was like, I'm all right. He's like, because he's fucked. So I was like, okay, that's great. And then I got to the about 10 seconds into the third round, and I was like, I'm fucked. I feel my knees starting to wobble. I was so tired.
It just
literally popped into my head. It's funny now, but it wasn't at the time because I realised how tired James was. But at one point, obviously, because I was like right next to the ring, and James literally just went, literally screamed his head off, and like but that was the point that I think that was then where you dig from somewhere you didn't know
you
could
find
dig
a bit
from,
of, yeah,
right?
You find
and
a bit
that's
of strength,
it, isn't it?
Yeah.
How did you feel immediately before the fight and then after the contrast of the emotions, because you've spent a lot of mental energy and a lot of physical energy on top of the reason why you're there? James, we'll start with you.
Yeah, I was just a bag of nerves. I was a mass bag of nerves, like never had a fight and I was about to get punched.
That changing room did smell a bit farty.
Yeah, I remember Ryan actually saying to me, before you go out, can you just milk your interval? Because we're that far ahead, like just milk. And I'm just stood there, and I think my song was Chasing Status End Credits.
Yes.
So before the drop, it's like 40, 50 seconds.
You just stood there.
So I'm like standing there going, and like 20 to 30 seconds, I thought, I can't stand there more. I'm thinking, so I just walked in. And you're a bag of nerves until you get punched in the face that first time. And it just all goes out your head. And like, so what was you thinking? Was I thinking about my baby? Deep down, no.
No.
What I was thinking about, all I could hear in the background was Jay going, come on, Jay! Come on, Jay! Come on, Jay! I'm like, I'm trying my best to hear, you know.
I'm just clarifying, that was your impression of your partner of 9 years, Jay.
Well, it was indeed.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask for you to do it again.
Come on, Jay! Come on, Jay!
Wow.
You... Come on, Jay!
Just like that.
James needs somewhere to stay tonight.
She'll be fine, I hope.
So you boys, you came out to Chasing Status End Credits.
Yeah.
You came out to Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
Why did you choose those songs? Because for me, I think I know what song I would have chosen because it had relevance to when we lost Lily.
Yeah.
And it was just a song that has always stuck with me. Mm. Why did you choose those songs and not something that's maybe more, or is it just the fact that it's a boxing event? It's the occasion and you sort of thought, look, I need something to give me a kick up the arse of thing.
I landed on that because it was just the drop in the beat. I thought when that drops, I'm like, let's go.
You've got to give yourself that energy, haven't you? And get into it that way.
Yeah. Oddly, so the pressure of actually fighting, you said like getting into the ring was fine. The pressure of choosing a song was probably more difficult than actually
your thought process, Dave, similar to James, or did you have any other options?
I just wanted something that went loud quickly because I figured that I wouldn't be standing there for like 5 minutes. So I was like, sod it. It just needs to go loud quickly.
You'll get that with Rage Against the Machine. It's quite funny because like James said, you stood there. So all the fighters came out and it was organised in a way. So you stay there
to
keep it to time. And then you stand there. This is where I'm heading. There was one fighter. So out of the 22 fighters we had, everyone did that and they stood there, had the photos taken, the music came in, the crowd, you know, showed their appreciation, got the cameras, and there's this one chap, was it Saul, wasn't it? Just ran straight in.
And I can't repeat what he said as he was leaving the changing room as well.
He was pumped, wasn't he?
He was proper pumped.
Remember his comment on the WhatsApp? So obviously we had to be there for half past five.
Yeah. Classic comment.
So we got to be there for 5:30 and he put a comment saying, how early shall I set off to get there? Like, and someone commented back and went, depends how far away you live, mate. It's up to you, really. Like, you sort of decide for yourself.
So the result came in. Dave won. It was, like we said, 3 2-minute rounds. Did the result matter to either of you?
No, not particularly, to be honest.
No? Are you saying that because you won?
I was that knackered at the end of it. I'm not even sure I really remember it, even being that, to be honest. So.
James?
No, obviously, no. I just wanted to not look silly. I had no problem losing to the better man, which I did. I'm not a problem losing. I just didn't want to. Ideally, I just didn't want to get knocked out, which is quite hard when you got Edgar's on, but it's every chance.
Like I said, you're amazing. And I came into the change rooms afterwards and you were pumped. I spoke to you.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
I came in, LB knows, and then...
obviously.
And James was like, because you said that I've never had a fight before, and asked how you're feeling, and you said straight away, he goes, I'm never bloody doing it again though.
Yeah, yeah.
Now the dust has settled.
Maybe.
Interesting.
Maybe.
Rematch?
I wouldn't say. I'd be up for it. I don't know how convinced my wife would be, if I'm honest though.
Yeah.
Potentially.
We can have it here now if you want.
No, you're up.
Come on, get on the cameras on the stream. Quick dust up.
So I did a presentation in front of 150 people the day after that, with two black eyes and a pretty sore nose, if I'm completely honest, which was an interesting presentation.
Was it one of those ones where you could tell people were looking but they didn't want to say anything?
Yeah, no one
was
asked.
Was it on domestic abuse by any chance?
To be fair, it's...
How did you feel the next morning?
I was...
Did you think about it? Was it the first thing you thought about?
100%. I still Brilliant. Think about it now, thinking yeah. like, if I'd done this... Would I have maybe won if I'd done that? Like, I could see the punch coming. I just wouldn't move. I'm like, what are you doing? Yeah, absolute idiot. My jaw was hurting until probably the middle of the week just gone, like. So about a week and a half.
Your jaw?
My jaw was hurting, yeah, yeah.
Dave, look what you've done.
No, I feel... I'm all right, actually.
You don't give a shit, really, do you, Dave?
How about yourself, Dave? How do you feel this morning?
So I felt fine the next day. I was quite hazy. Like, I don't know, like fuzzy for the
oh,
next
really?
Couple of... Yeah, so until... So I took Monday afternoon off work in the end and went to sleep. And I felt quite fuzzy until probably Tuesday lunchtime. So I'm assuming that's something to do with being hit in the head repeatedly. But
so there you go, James. You can kind of say you put Dave to sleep just a day and a half later.
I'll take that.
Yeah, that works. Guys, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're going to speak to Jack, but still, if you want to mention anything, yeah, just go for it. Yeah, Jack also fought on the night, and you fought against Martin Musson.
Yep.
Now, there's a couple of questions that I asked to Dave and James, because I want to ask them to Jack as well, because I know you might feel differently about one of them, because you were devastated. You didn't win the fight.
Didn't win the fight.
But it was a cracking fight. And like I mentioned, you're one of the most physically fit people I've met. Like, you're absolutely... When the videos I've seen when we've done the football, like I say, I've mentioned it many times on this podcast. And you're quite... quite the specimen, I guess. I don't know, is that the word?
Thanks. I don't know how to tell you that, to be honest.
You're just super fit. You don't get out of breath. I'm knackered on the football. This is what I'm getting to.
Horrible.
When we do the football games, I'm knackered, I'm starter sub, and when Ryan brings me on, I'm knackered when I get to the position on the pitch.
Yeah.
You've been playing 70 odd minutes by then, and you're just laughing, you're not even breathing hard. Now, it wasn't the case with the boxing, it surprised
not at
you.
All.
So
not
let's
at all.
Start there.
Massively. So yeah, obviously I feel quite fit. A lot of the time, done a lot of runs with Matt, marathons, that sort of stuff. But this
well, you're mid-30s, you're in a good prime as well, you've got a good age, you know.
Mid-30s,
isn't it?
32, mate. Not mid-30s.
Early mid-30s.
Early mid-30s.
Right, all right, fair enough, yeah.
Early mid
But yeah, literally, yeah. This boxing is a whole other level. Like, we obviously only did 3 2-minute rounds.
Yeah.
To think a professional fight, 12 rounds, 3 minutes.
Perspective, isn't it?
The first thing you said to me...
I got a whole new level of respect for them.
You said that to me. Jack came around the back and said that to me. He said, like, the respect he's now got for boxers.
It's true, because it felt long... I've been watching boxing all the time on the TV, but... Yeah. And the time is... a minute is still a minute, whether you're in the room or watching it on the box at home. But it felt longer, just watching it by the side of the ring.
It's interesting, though, because when you're actually in there, it goes so quick.
Yeah.
But you are so... You're just so unfit. You just... I couldn't believe it. Like, I genuinely think I'm quite a fit lad. What? Naturally quite fit, but...
Do you think it's anything to do with the pint you had before your fight that I saw you having?
I didn't.
Mate, I seen you holding a pint in one hand and a banana in the other.
So my sister-in-law...
Just before the first fight.
My sister-in-law was there and she's like, oh, I just got a pint. She went, that's horrible. She went, try it. So I'm like, I just took off and tried it and then thought, what am I doing here? I'm just having a pint. And I did actually have a banana in the other hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Just sort of mixing the two, but...
Yeah, balance.
So I
looked around and I was like, is that Jack? That's Jack. Is that a pint? He's holding a pint.
Do you know what was interesting though? So I was quite late on in the night to fight and I managed to watch probably 6 or maybe 7 fights. So I was stood around for quite a while, which for me didn't happen.
Could you imagine if you'd had about 6 or 7?
I mean, Jack, if you had have had that pint, this would have been the explanation for that drunken rage.
That is just swinging.
For the live viewers, there's a picture now of Jack during the fight. That's quite a scary picture.
I mean,
that's
like amazing. The Macarena in the boxing ring.
Yeah, Jack taught me that.
Jack, what was the difference with the fitness then?
What, like, so you, you know, you said you're about football and running.
So
and
I think as well, it's kind of different because it's like one-on-one.
Yeah.
So there's literally nowhere to hide. So if he's coming at you for 2 minutes, you've literally just either got to defend yourself.
And he did come, didn't he, Martin? Martin, really, right.
So he surprised me, actually. And this is no disrespect to him whatsoever, but he missed quite a lot of training.
Yeah.
So naturally, I thought, I'm going to be quite fit here. I'm going to have a good chance, sort of a head start. And he really surprised me, his fitness. Like, I don't, obviously, oh, really? He probably was blown, but he seemed to hold himself really well in the, for the whole fight.
He was unwell for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And he works for himself as well. So there were times, obviously, where he found it difficult to get there.
Yeah.
And actually, we were questioning whether actually the matchup as a whole was going to be so one-sided.
Towards
Jack.
Yeah.
Favouring Jack and towards Jack because of the fact that Martin had missed so
training.
Much.
Yeah.
But obviously, we very quickly realised when they started fighting that, oh, wow, this is a bloody good matchup. This is a really good matchup.
It was a cracking fight. I mean, you both just gave everything, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. And like going back to the fitness, it's just literally on another level because you're thinking about not being punched, you're thinking about throwing punches, you're thinking about your movement, you're thinking about like all sorts. And you're literally almost on your feet for the whole time.
You were dancing. You were doing the Muhammad Ali. You were like dancing on your feet though, weren't you? Like all through it.
And it's just, it's all calves, it's all legs. And then, you're getting obviously punched. And it's just next level. It's just completely different.
How long into the fight did you start feeling it when you went, oh, hang on?
Literally in that first round, I'm like, wow, this is going to take some. Because, like I say, you're just non-stop. It is on the go the whole time. There's nowhere to hide whatsoever.
You raised a lot of money. You raised more than any other boxer, I believe. Yeah, is that correct? On the night.
You raised an awful lot of money.
1,300 or 1,400 in the end. So, I was really pleased with that. And actually, I only started my Just Giving page on maybe the Wednesday before the fight on the Saturday, so managed to shift a few.
Your old man, is it Andy? Or?
Yeah, I think he wants the fight, to be fair.
He was so proud because I'd seen him. And I've met him before at the football and I went over just after the fight and he was, when you could just, Mark, just the pride. Didn't even need to say anything.
Well, strange enough, his dad, my granddad, he used to fight a lot. He was an ex-para. And he used to do like bare knuckle fighting and all sorts. So he was like a proper stupid double-R bastard. And then obviously my dad had a couple of fights as a kid, but
Was he giving you any tips?
Not really, no. I don't think he had enough fights to do.
Basically.
So we've always just sort of loved boxing, and then the opportunity came up. I was like, I can't not do it. I actually went skiing the following morning, so I had to get a flight at 8 o'clock on the Sunday morning with two black eyes and my nose all over the shop.
Did you get black eyes, did you?
Yeah, came out in two black eyes, yeah. I don't really remember it, but we checked in, went through security and all that. We were literally going to go and get some breakfast and I was just, don't know where I was. Completely like,
You took it hard though.
Yes.
You took your loss hard.
Yeah, so I think sort of just from growing up and always playing sport and being involved with a lot of sport, I just love the competition but I just hate losing.
Yeah. Mm.
So I put myself under so much pressure not to lose, and that then nearly takes over.
Did that last long, that feeling, or was that just on the night? How did you feel the next morning? Because I think, I mean, it's an easy thing to say, and it is platitudes, I guess. Because I even said it, and I thought, I'm being that guy. When I go, listen, you won, you got in the ring, and I'm like, okay, that's the cliche. But I couldn't think of another way to phrase it.
Yeah. No, I mean, for me, the following day, I was just concentrating on trying to ski and not fall off a cliff, to be honest with you.
You imagine skiing next to Jack. Who's that guy? Don't go on that run. What slope is that? I'm not going on that one.
But no, I do take the defeats quite hard, but that's just in anything I do, whether it's football or golf or whatever. I just hate losing.
Mm.
And I think as well, in the nature of what what they've done, where you've dedicated 8 weeks twice a week training, plus whatever you're doing outside of that as well, you know, running or having one-to-ones or whatever that may be out of it, you've dedicated all that time. I would imagine it is disappointing, but at the same time, to think anybody who gets in a ring face to face with another man, where like you've already said, Jack, it's you and him in there at that time.
You can't hide.
It's not like on a football pitch where there's 11 of you playing and you can get away with it maybe for a minute or two.
You might even have a bad game, or you might be able to sort of hide a little bit and not.
I had
really
a bad career, mate. I'm still playing.
But literally, when it's one on one, it's like it is just you against him.
Because the reason why I bring that up was you by far the most disappointed out of all the... I know I probably know you a bit better than the other guys before.
Yeah.
But it really was showing just how... Yeah. Like, you were devastated, man.
I think I was, yeah. I think after a while, you sort of realise the reasons that you've done it and it sort of...
So was it the competitive nature, or was it anything to do with Oscar? The fact that because that's where the point in your head is. It doesn't mean anything different because, like Ryan said,
sort of in my head, it's kind of like two different things. The reason I'm doing it is for Oscar,
yeah.
But then when I'm doing it to compete and I'm doing it to win.
So it's a natural competitiveness.
Yeah, I'm not turning up just to have a jolly and get punched.
Well, I hear that because you raise the most money. It's like I'm going to do that as well.
Do you know what? That's really interesting what Jack's just said there, where he looks at it in two ways. And I'm very similar when it comes down to doing the sporty things, is that although I'm doing it in memory of Lily, or I'm doing it for Lily,
if
whenever we do the football, as soon as I cross that white line, I'm just like, we got to win.
But a bit like the we did at St. George's.
It's
like,
just win.
As soon as the whistle goes, you want to win.
But it's mad, though, because Crystal can't understand how competitive I am. But I say to Crystal, but I played football for like 23 years of my life, and then I coached and managed for another 10.
Yeah.
And it's like, my sole purpose is to win.
Yeah.
You don't go on a part to lose.
Yeah.
You go on a part to win. And it's so hard to turn it, to switch it off, right? Even when, it's true, and Ryan, absolutely right. Ryan is, the football matches, yes, we know why we're there.
Yeah.
But we want to win.
Yeah, of course we do.
Like, we can't go, I ain't going on the part to lose, you know?
It actually, at times, it can come across as a bit...
dickish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I've spoken to lads who have been on our teams that haven't got that mentality because that's not them. They're there for the reason, which is brilliant.
Yeah,
but they don't have that they don't separate it. I.e., they're doing it for their son or daughter. But this is a we need to win type thing, and that's no.
In a team sport,
it's not a bad thing in any way, but it's just...
Yeah, you're right. In a team sport, you need to have that spread. You can't have everyone, you can't have 11 Roy Keanes.
No, exactly.
You have to have a bit of a balance, don't you?
I mean, you'd have a great team, to be fair.
You would, to be fair.
Yeah, every match would be abandoned at half-time, though. There's no fucking left on the pitch.
Yeah, true.
So you don't subscribe to it's not the winning, but it's the taking part, then, Matt? Is that right?
Oh, bollocks. No, sorry, I can't do that.
It's interesting seeing the different psyches and the familiarities where you all join in the middle and then just how you all approached before, during and after the fight. And it's been great that we could have all three of you in for that. Hearing each other's stories, has that given you a different perspective on anything or found out anything tonight from this conversation that you hadn't thought of before in terms of, getting in the ring and boxing someone you've never met?
I never knew he was a copper.
And I never knew that he trained 5 or 6 days a week.
And he's also a black belt in jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think in fairness, we talked quite a lot whilst we were at the gym anyway, and before and after. So between, I think probably the three of us and Nathan as well, we did speak about about the fight and probably about anything that was bothering us about the fight as well. So in terms of doing the fight again, I would absolutely do it again. Albeit, as I said, my wife has sort of vetoed it. So I've gone and tried to find something where I don't get hit in the face all the
Dave
time.
Dave smiled when he said that. He really wants to fight again. Do you know what's interesting what he said then? Because I don't, if I was ever to do something like that, I don't think I'd want to speak to them before. Because I don't know how that would be. Because if you get friendly or, I like making friends with people. I don't know if after that point, it's like, right. Couldn't do it.
The idea, and I think Ryan backed me up, was the change rooms were going to be red and blue.
Yeah.
But because of
male and female,
showers,
wasn't it?
Yeah. And that sort of situation, it had to be mixed.
Yeah.
Which I think if it was red and blue, it might have been a little bit different because we weren't basically getting changed ready to go and fight next to each other.
Yeah.
So that made it a little bit different.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Whether these two backed me up on that or not, I don't know. These might have got on before.
I don't know. I think... I don't think that changed it, to be fair, from my point of view. I think you could get in the ring and ultimately someone's going to swing a punch at you, whether you've been chatting to them before or not. You're going to have to throw something back.
I guess it's a mental switch, isn't it?
Yeah,
to a degree.
I didn't find that a problem, to be honest.
Right, that's just about it then for us. on this episode of the Still Parents podcast. If you could, we would love it if you could give us a quick rating and a review. I know you've got better things to do, but it really helps us to get discovered as well. And yeah, if you could take a moment, that'd be fantastic. Stillparentspodcast.co.uk, our website. Still Parents Podcast, our socials. If you'd like to come on, you can come on for a whole episode. You can come on for just a few moments. You can join us in the studio, on Zoom, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be live. Whatever we need to do to help accommodate you. If you're brand new to the podcast, like we said at the start, you know, if you don't want to talk and just listen, that's what we're here for. And as you probably learned tonight, because we have proved the theory that men don't talk, well, but they do, but a lot of it is bollocks, but we get to the point in the end. Jack Taylor, Dave Hollies, James Wright, thank you so much for joining us. And if you ever want to come back on, I mean, Jack's taking the piss now, it's his fourth time tonight, so you know, come back on whenever you want.
My band.
Yeah, he's so competitive. I want to be on more than anyone else. And if I'm not, I'm going to tear the studio down in the middle of the night. Thank you very much. Take care, everyone. This has been the Still Parents podcast. We'll be back very, very soon.
See you guys.